Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
News programs from around the globe each week.
Something is going to happen to this man that will seem to have killed any normal man.
I have an idea, I just don't know.
You have to understand how things are up here.
And yet he will live through it, and people will think that it's miraculous in some way. We don't know any more than that.
God bless the United States. Death will be world order. The Republic shall prevail. Goodbye.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the 21CD podcast. As always, I am your ghost, John. Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. That stuff helps us grow. We appreciate it immensely. I appreciate it immensely. I don't know why I said we. It's really just me, myself, and I out here, and you guys as well, I suppose. So if you want more 21CD, you can go ahead and consider joining one of our YouTube tiers. And if you do that, you'll get some extra content, and pretty soon we're going to be kicking off these lives. I've just been waiting for a few more people to populate the tiers so that it's not me essentially just FaceTiming a couple people, but and that'll definitely be fun. We're going to be going along on some adventures together. We're going to be looking at stuff we find on the internet and talking about it. Sometimes you'll just be observing me like I'm a fish in a fishbowl. Other times, maybe I'll do something crazy, like enjoy my time a little bit, play a video game or something, and we can talk about weird stuff while I'm doing that. Anyway, listen, this is going to be a different kind of Thursday episode. There's just a lot going on in the world, so this is kind of off the cuff. I'm just talking mainly. I've got my list of topics that I want to discuss and you know, things I want to hit, but generally I'm just a dystopian here talking to you guys today, because it's kind of we're in these really weird, unprecedented times right now, and I've been recently doing a lot of stuff that involves history, especially, you know, like Greek and Roman history and some of the cryptids from those time periods, some of the old gods, old spiritual entities from those times and stuff like that. But 2026 has been absolutely diabolical, and so I wanted to come out here and just kind of talk and let you guys in on some of my insights and some of my ideas for what's to come, because I don't think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be pretty bad. We're actually just, in my opinion, kicking off the very beginning of what is going to be one of the hardest times in human history to be alive, one of the most difficult times in human history, in the history of our existence, to simply be a human being. And I think those times are coming faster than we realize. They have been kicked off already. This campaign of catastrophe has already begun, obviously, but 2026, it feels like the volume, the acceleration has been kicked up to 11. And you can just look at any news station. You can just look at your YouTube feed. You can just look at the media that is available to you wherever you find media. And you will see that the world is, it feels like it's imploding, right? It feels like it is collapsing in on itself. And there's all these different pockets of society, all these different cultures, all these different countries, all these different political agendas and everything that all appear to be working independently of each other. But, you know, I see all sorts of global geopolitical agendas that, even though they appear different, are actually aligning for a common end. And I don't know necessarily if they all know that, you know, like, I don't know if the government of Iran, the regime that is being overthrown allegedly right now, knows that it's in this sort of grand scheme that aligns with, say, the political endeavors of Israel or the United States or any of these other countries. I don't know if humanity as a whole knows that the end that they're moving towards or not, but regardless, you know, that's the thing about that's the thing about revelation, and that's the thing about prophecy, is you don't really know what's happening. You can't force a prophecy to happen. It just sort of, the world moves in a certain way, time moves in a certain way, and then all of a sudden a prophecy is fulfilled and everybody's like, holy shit, it happened. So, I don't know. But when you bring it all back, when you come all the way down to the individual, you know, you think of it as like a mountain, you know, at the top of the mountain are the most politically powerful, the elite, the agenda crafters, the reality manipulators, and then at the very base of the mountain, that's us. Like, we're all the way down here, okay? And I'm going to take you along on a little adventure. It's my adventure over the course of the past 2 years, and some things that I've sort of picked up on as I have been a content creator that has gradually gone from nothing to basically becoming just somebody that sort of, you know, pulls in hundreds of thousands of views a week, and or a month, I should say, and, you know, thousands of views a week. I'm not the biggest. I'm definitely not the biggest podcaster out there. Everybody knows that. I'm not claiming to be any hot shit or anything like that. But I've gone from getting maybe 50 views a month to, you know, getting hundreds of thousands. And so, as somebody who is like that, I want to kind of tell you what I've learned through this process, because I'm doing this for the first time. This isn't something I've done before. And some of the things that I've learned, and this will all come back around to the geopolitical aspect, the Black Awakening, all this kind of stuff that I'm seeing going on on the grand scale that is far greater than my podcast adventure. And don't think that I'm going to be sitting here talking about, you know, ooh, here's some things that I've learned. But it is like, it's things that relate to you. And it's things that I think you will find relatable. And I'm going to try to plug that into what I think is actually happening in the world right now in a way that connects the dots, okay? And I know you guys are going to relate to this. Don't think that I'm speaking at you. Imagine you're in the room with me and we're just kind of having this conversation. But one of the things that I've encountered, one of the just phenomena, I should say, that I've encountered is that people will simply hate you for believing in the same conspiracies as them if you believe in different answers than they do. So you'll both be asking the same question. You'll both know there's a conspiracy at play. But because you have different ideas for what the answers are or the reasons are for the conspiracy, what the master plan behind the scenes really is, all that kind of stuff, people will hate you. And this is something that I've kind of like picked up on recently. I always thought like there was this pocket of people who believed in conspiracy theories and stuff like that, who just found a reason to be gathered together because they knew that the conspiracy existed. But lately, it has been feeling like there is a divide, even amongst conspiracy theorists, where it's like, okay, yeah, we both believe that there's a conspiracy theory, and we both know that something is really wrong, and we're the victims, but screw you because you think it's that, and I think it's this. And that is just such a NPC mentality to have. That is so non-player character, it's not even funny. It's like what? Like, we can't agree that something is horrible and we need to get to the bottom of it and let that be the thing that unites us because you think it's Bigfoot and I think it's the Yeti or something like that. I don't know. I'm obviously speaking in general terms. You think it's the letter A and I think it's the letter B, but we both know that something is missing. It's like, what, dude? And I think that shows a psychological manipulation that has been inserted into the conspiracy theory community, where generally this community is supposed to be kind of united, right? The conspiracy theorists are kind of united. They're the crazy ones in the corner. They're the ones who are muttered about under the breath of the people who don't believe in conspiracy theories. They're the people who have the special channels on YouTube and the Discords and the sub forums and all that kind of stuff where they talk about stuff in their cryptic minds and all that kind of stuff. But now it's like the poison has even crept into those ranks. And I think that is indicative of an invasion into the free mind space. And, you know, and that kind of leads me into my next thing that I've learned, my next big point, which is that people will hate you these days just because they want to hate you. And I found this out really after Charlie Kirk's death when I dared to confront somebody who was creating memes with his head blown off and all that kind of stuff. And I was just like, you know, why are you doing this? Like, because, you know, that's one of the things I like to do. I like to try to understand people. And I don't think a lot of people get that from my comments, but I wouldn't call myself a people person, but I am very intrigued by people. I have a degree in sociology. I did things that in my past life that were heavily focused on communicating and understanding people. And it's, so I like understanding people and I like the flow of conversation. I like the things that make people tick and I want to understand them. I want to know what makes you feel a certain way and why you are a certain way. And I basically was able to show this guy, like, politically, I think we agree on some of the major things that are problems here, and yet we're behaving in drastically different ways. And I was just, you know, trying to find common ground with this guy. And even when we found it, I was still hated. And it was still like, well, you're still the enemy. And it's like, how am I the enemy if we agree on the same problems? And that occurs on my show every day too. I mean, if you look in some of my comments, people are just hateful to hate. And that's a tragedy. That's a real tragedy. And unfortunately, that leads me to my next thing, which is that people just can't be trusted these days, especially when people say they can be trusted. Those are the people you should trust the least. And during my journey over the course of the past 2 years that I've really been hitting this show hard, I have learned that people cannot be trusted more than I have learned any other lesson. And I've really internalized it and come to an intimate understanding with the fact that people will harm you, people will backstab you, people will take advantage of you. People will say they are one thing when they're another thing. And sure, this is a classic story of man discovers mankind, but it's troubling to know. And I don't know if I'm just getting older and so I'm noticing it more. I don't think that's it though, because at this point now, a lot of my interactions are mainly online. I don't really talk to people out in the real world anymore because it's become kind of dangerous for me. I get a lot of death threats. I get a lot of threats of violence. And I get bizarre, weird vibes from my family. They've started calling me killers, and they've started calling me a killer and stuff like that. I get, you know, they post about me on their social medias and all that kind of stuff, to the point where it's like kind of bizarre and uncomfortable for me to really have any kind of physical relationship with people out in the real world, because they just can't be trusted. And I've begun to keep my, the ones that I do have with me that I love, very close, and also keep myself very close to myself and guarded. And online, that has to, that same sort of mentality has to be applied, because at this point, I've talked about it in the past, but at this point, it's over half of the accounts online that are actually not even real. It's one out of every 1.9 accounts at this point. It's, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's, I might not be doing the math right, but I think I am. But it's 51% of accounts online are fake, and or bots, or are not humans with human intentions anymore. 51% are not real, and they're either they're tools of an agenda, they're completely rogue accounts, they're AI accounts, they're bots, they are internet crawlers that basically just go and they purely react on a programmed basis. They are usually purchased by individuals or groups of individuals or powers to...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Attack, smother, or flood a certain genre, account, or location online and sway it in some way. Sometimes it's in a positive way. Sometimes you get an influx of followers, but you don't realize why most of those followers don't interact with your account, or they seem to be just completely brain dead altogether, but you still benefit because they inflate your account. And then, or your feed, your video, whatever the case may be, right? And then there's the flip side, which is the way that they attack you, the way that they exist just to drag you down, to harm you emotionally, to mentally assault you, and to even illegitimize your work, okay? And that brings me to the fourth thing that I've really learned on this adventure, which is people will exploit you. They want to exploit you, and they will exploit you at every opportunity that you give them. Everybody these days is hungry. Everybody needs something. Everybody wants something. It's a hard world to be in right now. It's not exactly the best version of ourselves that we see when we go outside. You know, everything is temporary, everything is poisonous, and we, at the same time, we don't have enough of those poisonous or temporary things. And so we do exploit situations, and unfortunately, that involves us exploiting the people who are in those situations with us. And so people will take advantage of absolutely anybody they can to get ahead or to get anything whatsoever, whether it's money, attention, love, earthly belongings, a better house, a better job. They'll attack their coworkers or make their coworkers look less so that they look better. They will have you on their show just so they can get views. They will do all of these types of things without actually desiring anything from you except what you can provide for them. And I think that we need to approach people in our lives with that in mind. You still need to, like, be a loving person and show love and compassion to the people around you. But you can't forget that there's people will manipulate you, and they want to exploit you, and that's unfortunate. And that brings me to kind of my last main lesson that I've learned, is that people will try to hunt you down if they can't get what they want from you. And this is something that I have also become intimately aware of. People will try to hunt you down. They will follow you. They will stalk you. They will try to find where you live. They will try to find where you work, and they will try to harm you. People are dangerous in the modern times. If you that parable about how if there's two men alive left on the planet, one will try to kill the other is very obvious in the world right now, to me anyway. Maybe that's not the same for everybody, but it's definitely something that I've become very aware of. And that is unfortunate, and it's scary. And so, you know, watch your backs out there, because you never know who's looking for you. And sometimes it's regular crazies online, but other times, yeah, it's the police, it's the IRS, it's some three-letter agency, it's some internet stalker who's in love with you, it's some crazy person that you cut off in traffic, it's somebody who doesn't like how you treat your pets, it's somebody who doesn't like how you grocery shop, it's anybody. People are more prone to violence these days. And they are more chaotic, and they're more unpredictable. And that leads them to do unpredictable things, which include literally hunting you down to your home and making threats against you. But don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that everybody's bad, so be afraid of everybody. I've got some really cool fans and friends of the channel. We've done some really amazing work, especially in 2025. Generally, everybody I've actually met in person due to the show has been a giant sack of shit, or just like a total fraudster or a manipulator. But everybody that is a friend of the show, the fans, those people are awesome. There's a lot of you guys who are listening to me talk right now, and I appreciate all of your company, all of your comments, all of your conversations. Even when I don't reply all the time, they do impact me. I just don't have a lot of time, so I can't obviously reply to everybody, but I do what I can, and there's been a lot of positive reinforcement from those of you who I am referring to. And that has been a great thing that I have experienced over the past 2 years. But I think that is completely... I think people like that, we would thrive in person as well. And that the internet is the thing that mainly makes people dangerous. I think the internet is destroying us. I think the internet is really ruining us. And I have to say that if we were to meet in a forest twice a week and just sit down around a fire and have this conversation, whether there's 10 of us or 10,000 of us, that we would probably have a better time. We would probably grow closer together. We would probably be more bonded. And that the online portion of our relationship is the most dangerous, because it can flip on a dime. You can misinterpret something I say or something I mean because I didn't elaborate on it enough, or I said it in words you didn't necessarily agree with, or something like that. And then all of a sudden we go from friends and fans to on the fence, or enemies even. And in person, people are more likely to converse about their issues. They're more likely to get to the bottom of problems that they have. And so I would say that the you know, being online has a relatively bad impact on humanity as a whole, society and culture, and that it's probably still better to meet in person. But of course, COVID made all of that sort of a a bad idea. Like they really reinforced during COVID times how bad it is to know people on a personal level. They cut us all off from each other. They made us hate each other. They divided us physically. They socially, they made it socially acceptable to rat each other out and to hate each other. If you didn't have a mask or you didn't have a jab, or if you did have a mask or if you did have a jab, or if you aren't 5 or 6 feet apart or whatever it is, or if you don't quarantine yourself, all this kind of stuff. They literally turned everybody into a terrorist. And we haven't really come back from that. You know, I don't really have any social media beyond what is needed for this show. I'm not posting anywhere regularly in my personal capacity. I don't have a Facebook that I use. I only have the channel's Instagram, which I rarely use. I don't have a TikTok that I upload to. I don't really do any of that. I pretty much just have YouTube, Spotify, and these podcast platforms, because I've just come to realize that these things are, it seems like they are designed to divide us more than they are designed to connect us. And in the past, they introduced them as things that, these platforms, as things that were supposed to connect us, things that were supposed to bring us together. But it has, the very tool that was supposed to connect us has become the tool that is dividing us. And I think that is very, very dangerous. And as we find our cohorts, because it doesn't feel like we're finding friends online anymore. It seems like it's more like finding cohorts or finding an army, finding people who agree with you on theological issues, fundamental things like that. Not necessarily based on friendships or creative adventures or collaborative efforts involving things that are productive in life, like making the world a better place, society, art, you know, just friendship because you're an interesting person and I want to be a friend to you. I want you to be my friend. I want to be, you know, I want us to have a cool time longboarding, or, you know, whatever we do. Like, I just connect with you because you are like me in certain ways that are apart from politics and religious fanaticism, stuff like that. And that age of finding those types of people or that kind of connectedness seems to have vanished. And I think they've done that to us intentionally, and I'm going to get to the reason why. But it feels more like if you're online, you are kind of forced to avoid a malicious sort of environment, a plagiarizing environment, an environment where people steal what you do and claim it as their own, an environment where people post pictures of you without your consent, an environment where people try to degrade you and then they'll dox you. It's an environment where people are doing one of the five things that I mentioned above, you know, whether they're hating you for believing in something different, hating you because they hate you, they are not deserving of your trust, they're trying to exploit you, or they're trying to hunt you down. It's, the internet is a trap. It is a place where you go, but you have to constantly be on guard. There's hackers, there's assholes, there's bots, there's friends that will turn into foes, and it's a dangerous place to be. And I think that they have done that intentionally. I think they maybe at first wanted to connect the world, but eventually they realized that they could use that for a means that would get them far more money on a global scale. So What I mean by that is maybe Zuckerberg, when he first invented Facebook to talk to his college buddies, he wasn't exactly trying to be malicious, but eventually he was either replaced with a reptilian or he just became an absolute freak and a total lunatic and decided that, well, I can manipulate governments with this, because governments approached him and they were basically like, you can't talk about this. You have to ban anybody who talks about that. You have to censor this. And he realized that there were billions and billions of dollars to be made off of actually harming humans instead of helping them connect, actually keeping them divided instead of connecting them. And that recipe is repeated over and over and over to create a world of division. And now we have what we see online involving the killing. I know you guys know what I'm talking about, the killing in Minneapolis, which I'm not going to get into because I don't worry myself with that kind of stuff. But it is kind of like they have created once again this one isolated incident. It's not like, you know, in Chicago, we got 60 people dying every weekend from gunshot wounds, like people shooting each other and killing each other every week, all the time. Hundreds of people getting shot all the time, okay? In Milwaukee, same kind of situation. Like, people are getting shot every day, every single day. But once in a while, they come across this one that is supposed to matter more. And I don't know how they pick it. I don't know how they choose who's going to be the sacrificial lamb for the news stations. But they do, and they use it as a divider. They use it as a distraction. And the social media just creates this whirlpool that keeps you sucked in on this topic and doesn't allow you to see anything else. Because why? Social media and all of this stuff, it only succeeds if people are clicking on the links. It only succeeds if it's in the algorithm. If you're an algorithm outlier, you're not going to succeed. And you have to talk about the relevant topics to stay relevant. And worse than that, if you don't talk about the topics that the masses are obsessed with because it's all they've been being force-fed, then you are somehow not deserving of any attention or anything whatsoever because you're not focusing on the real topics at hand. And that's a very dangerous cycle because what it essentially does is a single isolated incident is forced into the mainstream by the powers that be, and then that incident becomes a beacon of culture and societal focus, which then forces all of these normies and all of these NPCs into the whirlpool, and they can't stop. They can't get off of it. It's a drug. And every time they repost and they get more of their types, more of these normies, more of these NPCs, more of these small-brained individuals who continue to regurgitate this topic and share their own perspectives, and then more people like those and more people interact, and what you get is this horrible.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.
Circle that never stops spinning, this spiral of attention that is directed at things that we have to admit might not matter as much as we are being forced to believe they matter. And governments take advantage of this. Politicians take advantage of this because they use this as the distraction to accomplish things beneath the surface. For instance, AI and the progress of of humanoid robotics and Palantir. All of that has been pretty silent recently as we're forced to focus on Minnesota fraud and police brutality and murder and Zionism and regime change and Trump's ankles and all of this kind of stuff, right? Meanwhile, whatever happened with the AI that was going to take over the world in 3 years or less? Whatever happened to the humanoid robotics that were going to be on the streets policing us by 2027? Whatever happened to 3-Eye Atlas, this alien UFO that was supposed to somehow harm us in some way? All of that stuff has just been forgotten. But before, we were all worried about that, and even the normies were worried about that, and it felt like everybody was kind of on the same page about AI and about the synthetic humans and the synthetic wombs and the baby farms that were feeding this sort of post-human agenda, and we kind of just forgot about all of that once this killing happened. And it's not just the killing, it's also the abduction of Maduro, the capture of Maduro, I should say, the Iranian rioting that is going on right now. But I can't really ignore the feeling. There's like this subtle vibration in my feet that sort of accompanies the power shift that is occurring beneath the ground. There's something more going on than they're telling us, and it's big, it's massive, and I have some ideas on what it is. This might be a long show, but the beasts are going to rise from their graves very soon, guys, and what we see now might seem horrible and catastrophic and unredeemable, we're never going to come back from this, but what we see now is nothing compared to what's coming. And in these moments, the people who watch me right now and hear what I'm saying, they might think that I'm talking about just some governmental thing, like, oh, they're trying to change this law or they're trying to do that thing, but that's not really what I'm talking about here. There is part of that, but there's also something much, much worse. And some of the things that I'll talk about today are going to get me in trouble. Some of the things that I've talked about in the past have already gotten me in trouble. And that's part of the reason that I encounter some of the difficulties that I encounter. And part of the reason that I'm probably going to have to flee the country this year, which might sound strange for you guys to hear. Like, how could this little dude who has this little account need to flee the country? What could possibly be going on? I just can't really talk about it. But it is getting to the point where I don't feel safe here, and there's a number of reasons why that are unique to me, but I also don't feel like you should feel safe here. I don't feel like you should be safe here. And when you hear people say, there's nothing to fear, because I get this comment once in a while too, where they're like, it's not that serious. There's nothing going on, bro. Don't worry about it. Everything is fine. You're fear maxing, you're mongering, you're doing all this kind of stuff. Only the people who say that kind of stuff and are so comfortable in their environment that they actually believe there's nothing to fear, it's only those people who believe what they're saying. Normal people know that there's not a good way out of this right now. Normal people know that this is a dangerous world to live in. Normal people know that there are threats online and in person. And so be very careful of the people who say that kind of stuff to you. There's nothing to fear. Everything's fine. This is just like the time when this happened. Everything's going to be okay. You're not that serious. You're not that important. Yes, you are. You are that serious. You are that important. And there is something very bad coming for you. And the people who tell you that there's not, those people are NPCs. Those people want you harmed. Those people are not looking out for the well-being of humanity for themselves, and certainly not for you. Ask yourself, what right now the internet is sort of taking over everything, right? Like, we live in this connected world. What is a world where the inhabitants are 51% synthetic? Ask yourself that. What does that even look like? Because right now we can escape from the internet. We can go outside. Right now, the internet, it's just a place that you log into, right? You get on your accounts, you put in your little password, and boom, now you're on the internet and you're like, oh, it's like, but it's, this isn't the ancient days anymore. The internet is on a wearable level, but soon it will be on an injectable level, and in many parts of the world it already is. Especially if you've been jabbed, wherever you are connected. And so it will very soon be like that for nearly everybody. They'll do it without telling you. You will be connected simply because you exist, because you eat food, because you drink water, because you use toothpaste, because you take medication, because you do whatever you do, you will be connected. And if 51% of the entities on our regular internet are synthetic, what is going to happen when that regular internet becomes injected into you? When that regular connectedness becomes a feature of your biology? Well, there's going to be a lot of places that won't hire you if you disconnect. There's going to be a lot of competition in every single field that you're in, because these things, this connectedness, these synthetic add-ons that you will be given to your biological body, which may be an implant, it may be a whole limb, it might be a contact lens, it might be a brain implant, whatever it's going to be, they're going to enhance your abilities in some way. They're going to record your dreams so that you can revisit them later. They're going to record your thoughts. The court of law is going to become different. It's going to be very easy to prosecute people and put them in jail and punish them, because they won't be able to argue their way out of things, because everything will be recorded. And so there will be no privacy. There will be no secrecy. And people will literally pay for armies of bots and things like that to attack the connected beings in these situations, okay? Just like they do on social media right now, right? Just like they flood social medias, they flood YouTube videos, they flood accounts, all this stuff with bots, they will be able to do the same thing to your interconnected, the synthetic elements that they will be adding on to your biological body. And this is going to start very, very soon. It's already started. But what I mean when I say it's going to start really, really soon is it's going to be something that is regular. That's what I'm really saying. It's already started. It's going to become regular very, very soon. And when I say regular, you know, 4 out of 5 people that you know are going to have some sort of device, some sort of injection, some sort of synthetic element to their actual biology. And what is going to happen if we can't even stop the bots from invading, the AIs from infiltrating every aspect of the internet as we know it now, which we can currently kind of disconnect from? What's going to happen when you can't disconnect from it? So as we've been distracted by everything that's been going on the internet that we can log into, we have simply forgotten that threat. We have simply forgotten that AI wants to take over. We have simply forgotten that all of the leading AI engineers and CEOs and all of these people have all but said, this is an imminent threat. You guys will soon be totally effed by this. And we started focusing on other things. We've forgotten about Palantir. We've forgotten about Neuralink. We've forgotten about all of these kinds of things. But they are creating a literal metaverse for us right now as we speak. And they are creating a world where very soon you will be policed, not by living, breathing police officers, but by synthetic bots in the flesh, like actual robots, and also this strange signal that I believe will be able to shut down various parts of your brain, shut down your entire connectedness altogether so they can capture you and issue punishments upon you. They are going to make it so that you cannot escape. And the policing is going to become almost as if God himself is policing you. Where if every time you sinned, you got like a flick on the forehead or something. I don't know if anybody else's parents used to flick them on their forehead, but that used to happen to me. And it's going to be like that. You're going to get all of a sudden, you're just going to be doing something in your regular life, and then you're going to say a cuss word in the direction of, let's just say, a Jew, and then all of a sudden, you're going to get a $2,000 fine. And you just have to pay it to whatever government organization is going to be collecting those types of fines. So the question that we need to be asking ourselves is, when all of these synthetics start policing us, who inhabits the brain of those machines? Who inhabits the brain of the synthetics? Because they're not going to be autonomous, like, beings. They're not going to be these things that are operating on their own intelligence or operating with their own power. They're not going to become these, I'm missing the word here, but they're not going to be self-aware. They're not going to be sentient. They're going to be operating upon command. They're going to have orders to follow because they're programs and they are going to do what they're told. So who tells the machines and who operates the synthetics and makes a certain result occur? Because that is going to be the big problem. I guarantee you, whoever does that kind of stuff, because whoever even thinks this stuff up, whoever wants this stuff to happen and starts programming this stuff to happen, they're not on your side. They're not on your team. So at first, what's going to happen will be these synthetic entities will be given orders. They'll be given the intentions to follow as presented by the powers that control them. And the war that is going to bring is going to be absolutely catastrophic and diabolical. When it is robots, when it's synthetics instead of actual law enforcement officers who appear at the doors of anybody who's deemed, let's just say, an imposter, a foreigner, an alien, an illegal, a criminal, a deviant, a social outcast, anything like that, will what we have be enough? Will our souls, will our minds, will our weapons, will our physical abilities be enough to repel such an attack, such a police force? Will the liberal mobs defend the sexual rights of these synthetics? Will the far right consider it okay when an army of bots is released upon the left and it just starts, you know, weeding them out? What kind of darkness is going to befall the land when humans themselves no longer have to do the killing? When it can be done with the press of a button or by sending some synthetic to do their mission. It's similar to how, like, the guy who drops the bomb doesn't necessarily always feel the weight on his conscience of killing, let's just say, 100 people with the bomb because, well, I didn't kill them. I didn't see any of them. I don't know who I killed. But they were all bad guys. And so, yeah, I just dropped the bomb. So what? It's going to be kind of like that, except on a very personal level, because the bomb is going to be for you specifically, and it's going to be carried out in a way that you can't argue with, and you have very little chance of escaping from. So the government, the powers that be, they're creating a culture that must be policed the way it is policed, because they have established a deranged mentality in our world right now of self-consumption and essentially neighborhood cannibalism. The government, through social media, through the news, through all media, through Netflix, through all of these sort of tools, they are manufacturing, and this is global, this isn't just our U.S. government, this is every government, they're creating a culture that has to be policed with violence because they are creating violence. So the regular, everyday civilian who is fueled by NPC rhetoric and caveman-level emotional stimuli, they are being weaponized and turned first against an opposing political party, but then against everybody who disagrees with them. And this is a very, very dangerous thing because you're turning citizens against each other and you're not allowing them to work together because of mass propaganda and brainwashing. You're instead saying you should fight your fellow citizen instead of you should fight the power.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
But soon there are going to be large-scale crackdowns, which will bring about a pseudo-military state. And at first, this is going to appear as some kind of good thing because order will essentially be returned, okay? But unfortunately, it will put oversight programs into place that will track your activities and every other aspect of human life within a certain society. And through these activities, you're going to be automatically and instantly policed by digital overwatch and by actual deployment of assets, whether they're synthetic or human, to your literal position wherever you may be. You might be out in the woods and you say something anti-government and you might find a drone all of a sudden over your head. That's the technological sort of aspect of it. But essentially, the military state is not just going to be when you're in the city. It's going to be wherever you are. And for the pockets of society that evade this process through rebellion, then you're going to be seeing sort of like these whistleblower hotlines that are going to promise you money or they're going to promise you privileges in exchange for ratting out the people that are around you, your non-compliant neighbors and loved ones. The rats will turn on themselves and they will begin to devour each other because the concept of patriotism, the concept of honor, the concept of love for your fellow human being in general is being destroyed currently in real time. And we're coming to a head with it. And the bots online contribute to this because NPCs will actually believe that the bots online are humans and that they're not actually bots because there's no face to it. There's nothing they can relate to. There's no argument that comes from it. It's just pure slop that comes out of these bots that is intended to push a large amount of people in a certain direction. And so these people who fall into this trap will be motivated to behave according to the direction that the bots push them in. This is called programming. And you don't really realize it's happening. You don't have to be, you know, put under a hallucinogenic or anything like that. It's just, it's happening. It's social programming. And it's just not as simple as a substance-induced lobotomization or tranquilization or anything like that. It's a very long game approach that keeps the functioning people in full capacity, thinking things are improving or that it can be voted better, which is of course a lie. Meanwhile, they round up the opposition. But soon, as we see every 4 years in America, the overwatch will turn on those people who are originally supportive of it. Because let's just take side purple and side yellow, okay? Whatever side you're on, whether it's purple or yellow, if yellow is doing something extremely violent that side purple hates because side purple is all for peace and all this kind of stuff, then purple's not necessarily going to care when this process that I just described for you happens to side yellow, when side yellow starts getting cracked down, when side yellow starts going to jail for what they're doing, when side yellow starts getting criticized in the media. Side purple is going to be like, yay! But in the end, when side yellow takes the throne again, because they will, then all that's going to start happening on side purple. Okay? That's the way it works. And that's how they get everybody. And that's why I say that it is a long-term thing. Because they get everybody, but you gotta wait your turn. Okay? The difference, say from Iran or Venezuela, where they were under these dictatorships, is that the United States, China, and Israel are going to end up being the front runners in implementing this overwatch and this oversight at such a high digital and technological level that we won't even notice it. It's basically going to be like this invisible demon that is already kind of inside your house that will report to them. I mean, they already know where you are in your house because of your Wi-Fi signal. I mean, the signal, it lives in the walls. It jumps from device to device. I mean, it goes back and forth from speaker to speaker. You got Bluetooth, you got 5G, you got all these wireless signals that are constantly bouncing around your room at every time, scrambling your brain, scrambling everything that's in their path. And so it's invisible and it can impact anything, including your very brain. And that's where the whole concept of the tinfoil hat comes from, by the way. So if you're starting to feel like you want to put one on, that's why. And right now, we live in this very specific moment where the solution is kind of simple. You have to disconnect now. Don't play. Don't play the game. Eat the rich, all the rich, consume the billionaires. Consume the societal and cultural engineers, consume the anti-human and post-human agendas, consume the farmers of human life, and do not let them be regurgitated. When I say consume, I mean it literally. Eat them and just shit them out and do not participate. Do not constantly regurgitate. Do not make it a staple of your menu. The poison has been introduced to our lives, and we have to disconnect immediately. And to do that, maybe consuming is the wrong way to think about it, actually. I like the phrase, eat the rich, so that's why I kind of like said that. But in this situation, I think that maybe I'm wrong about this. Eating the rich might actually be the wrong strategy because they're already so in control and they have so many people trapped in the spiral, so many people running the labyrinth, that it's almost like if you find a way out of the labyrinth, stop trying to climb the wall to see who's looking down on everybody within it. Just go. Just stop. Just get out of the labyrinth. Disconnect. And if you manage to do that, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of people who are patriotic, though, and they're going to try to destroy this. And in that situation, yes, you just have to realize that nobody is on your team. And so in that situation, you would have to destroy everything. 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 And I'm not calling for violence. I don't do that on this show. I'm not calling for any sort of motivation towards destroying anything or any sort of violent activity whatsoever. But I am saying that the only way to get rid of all of this is to consume it in such a way, like a fire. You have to vanquish it. You can't leave even one weed. And all of these things that I've just mentioned to you will be mainly brought about through Palantir, which we've also just forgotten about. They took a stock hit, and so everybody was like, oh, see, Palantir is not as bad as everybody thought. No, they're bad. They're really bad. Everything they do is fake. Everything you see that they're doing is fake. They are killing people. They are tracking people right now. They are still developing their technology in a massive way. They control the IRS. They control many government facilities. They are in charge of a lot of government programs, and they track terrorists around the globe and people of interest. So, no. They are not something to be trifled with. They are the epitome of control, and they are coming for you. A lot of words. We just reached an hour. Should I stop? Everything is predetermined. We have to understand that at this point in time. Your vote does not count. There are no good guys looking out for you. It's not Elon Musk. It's not Tim Walz. It's not Donald Trump. It's not Maduro. It's not Putin. There's nobody who wears a suit looking out for you. Politics, wherever you are, does not actually exist. You can see that everywhere you look, especially with this immigration thing going on, this widespread borderless movement where you just bring in as many criminals and lunatics as possible at every country in the world. It's like nobody voted for that, and yet you see that you don't have any control about it. You can riot about it. You can kill about it. You can fight about it. You can scream about it. You can get millions, if not billions, of people to agree with you about it, but it won't change a thing because politics is not real. Everything is predetermined. Your vote is it's a joke. They give you a little sticker for doing it. It's a participation event, which is really just a gigantic LARP. I think it was real at one point, obviously, when it was physically countable. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 15, 50. Okay, yep, you win because you got 50 and he got 30. Yeah, that's real. But when you're operating in the millions of people, when you're operating in the billions of people, your vote doesn't count. And now we've reached such a point where it involves money, it involves power, it involves alliances, and you can't simply vote your way out of things like that on a global scale anymore. Choosing your president would essentially give you the ability to choose what countries in the world you are aligned with. And there are some alliances that just can't be broken or won't be broken because they provide benefits to parties. So that's the first realization you need to come to. Okay? There's no good guys. Nobody's coming to save you. The only people who are probably on your team are the people who are trying to wake you up from the slumber to let you know that normal life is not real anymore, that everything that you knew to be real yesterday is not real today. And those people are essentially, they are the lights in the fog, and you have to follow them out of the fog. But if you get baited in by the labyrinth, if you get baited to stay in the labyrinth, if you get baited toward the center of the lollipop and you just keep licking and you just keep spiraling around, you're going to die in the fog. Don't die in the fog. That's my main message for this episode. Don't die in the fog. The enemy, which are the powers that be everywhere in the world, has this extensive pyramid scheme, if you will, of power, of wealth, and of influence, okay? But they are all rich people who wear suits to differentiate which side they're on, and they call it politics. And I'm not going to break down politics. I have this whole thing here that I was going to tell you about the origin of the word politics and all that kind of stuff, but it doesn't matter. Politics used to be about the people, but more about controlling the city. Politics is really about controlling the city. And so when we argue for who should be in politics, who should be our politician, we are arguing who controls the city. And so even in that way, we have played into the game. Who controls us? Let's vote about it. Who do we want to control us? Okay? Hey, everybody. Who do you want to be able to tell you what to do all the time? Who do you want to be able to tell you how much money you have to give them and stuff like that? Do we want that guy? Or that guy? Do we want her? Do we want that thing over there? No. My political opinion is nobody. Nobody gets to tell me what to do. Nobody gets to tell me how much of my money is theirs. Nobody gets to tax me 15 different times on the same thing that I paid for with my own money that you already taxed. Nobody gets any of that. That power over you. And that's the way that people need to start thinking. Stop trying to prove to everybody that somehow your political party is right. The people who control me are the ones that are right. The people who control you, those are the bad guys. Don't be controlled.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your simple, regular, everyday citizens, you're not allowed in politics anymore. They've made you all dumb idiots, okay? Politics now is a closed and separate room that you have not been invited into. You don't have the key. You don't have the secret password. And if you need examples of how that's true, look at any citizens, including Charlie Kirk, who have been erased or rendered invisible for speaking too loudly on political matters. Lock in on any of the voices that are on no-fly lists or that are shunned or that are looked down upon. Sure, look at Nick Fuentes, look at Candace Owens. Look at any of these people who receive pushback, and I know they're ops, I get it, they're feds, they are this, they are that thing, whatever, I don't give a shit. It's not the message that I'm trying to make here. I'm not trying to push you towards some political commentator. I'm just saying, look at the people who receive punishments from politicians or from people with political adjacency. And then you will see they're deplatformed, they lose their bank accounts, they get executed, they get assassinated, they get thrown in prison, they get accused of crimes they didn't commit, they get cancer. There's no freedom in politics. You're not allowed to talk politics anymore if you're getting a little too close to the truth, if you're beginning to wake too many people up. The politicians are the power, not the people. The politicians are aliens. The illusion is that you elect them, but in actuality, you are watching animated shapes with animal forms on a screen telling you who won, who's in power. You're being shown what they give the news stations to show you. That's why they're conferenced, okay? That has nothing to do with anything you personally have done. You who makes $30,000 a year and sits at home eating macaroni and cheese. That has nothing to do with you who makes $500,000 a year and are in some kind of federal position. Although I would trust that guy less, okay? Politics has everything to do. This is the flip. Politics has everything to do with what you have not done. Everything to do with what you haven't done. Because right now, they are telling you the way it is. Not that you did it, because you didn't. They choose your future. They finance your downfall. They choose how you run your finances. They take and they give you slop. They take your life and they give you McDonald's. They take your vegetables and they feed you garbage. They take your health from overworking and all of these signals and poisons, and they make you pay to stay alive. But notice all of these politicians are criminals. They are all committing crimes. And yet none of their accounts can be frozen. Even when everybody knows, even when there's a literal paper trail, none of their accounts can be frozen for fraud. None of them are rounded up and arrested. None of them are given the death sentence for killing thousands of people through implementation of untested drugs. None of them are held accountable for their crimes. None of them. They quite literally, and this needs to be understood, they receive a special privilege that requires a different level of warrants, a different type of justice, and basically a high level of leniency toward illegal activities, because they need to stay in action, because they are politics. They are of a different society. They all know that they are committing these crimes. They all know that we know that they are committing these crimes. But that's part of the whole system. That is their own subculture that exists within our world. It's completely separate from public society. Find out for yourselves if you don't believe me. Go ahead, run for office. And when you get there, let me know how things change. If you get there. Because in politics, it's all about who you know, and then it becomes what you're willing to do for who you know. They're not looking for somebody who's inherently good. They're not looking for somebody who has a sense of righteousness. They're looking for motivation. They're looking for drive. They're looking for work ethic. They're looking for how many followers you have. How much money can you raise? That's what a politician is. And then once you get there, because maybe you have a gift for these things, then the devil he swoops in fast, and the buzzards just surround all the newcomers. And yes, in the end, I do believe in the bloodlines and the sort of external influences that have to approve of newcomers, you know. Because you got to think about this, the bloodlines own the sanctuary within this subculture, the sanctuary city, the fortress. So if somebody's knocking at the gate saying, I want to join, ultimately the big powers have to approve of that newcomer coming in. But then that newcomer is also indoctrinated, also forced to comply and turned into another cog in their machine. It's not like every politician is some alien overlord. A lot of them are just little peons, little bitches that do the work for the overlords. But they know what they do, and they're just trying to get theirs while they do it. So they commit fraud, they skim off the top, they tax too high and keep a bunch of it, they buy mansions, they do favors for each other, all that kind of stuff. And so if you are one of those people who's going to run for to be a politician or to do some kind of actual thing in a legal capacity, just know that you most likely won't succeed. To exit the labyrinth and meet the powers on the wall, the watchers on the wall, requires a sacrifice. And you will be forced to make it. Or you will be rendered invisible, or you will join your fellow man in the labyrinth once again. Or, like I said before, on the flip side, exit the labyrinth if you can and never look back. Disconnect completely. It's how you do that is going to be different for everybody. Like I said, I am probably not going. There's a few different reasons for why. But I am most likely fleeing the country this year. And it's not necessarily just because of the politics. It's really, actually, the politics are kind of like the last of the reasons. But I'm just saying, I see the writing on the wall as well. And so it will be a good riddance style situation for me, a good riddance feeling. And you can fight back. You can be the resistance. You know, I'm using Charlie Kirk because he's like the most, he might be the, you know, the biggest victim of assassination that my generation will ever see, just given his influence and the power that he wielded and his abilities. I'm not saying I align with him on everything, because I don't, but he might go down in time as one of the most historical assassinations that my generation has ever witnessed. And I think that his example is telling for a number of reasons. And one of those reasons is that we should, those who are able to make a ripple in the pond, they are going to find themselves the victims of bizarre happenings. Whether it is any of the things that I said before, cancer, sickness, mysterious death, assassination, being jailed for things you didn't do, blackmail, deplatforming, defunded, no bank accounts, no fly list, reputational destruction, whatever it is, it's going to depend on the size of the ripple that you make. And if you're able to make more ripples, or if this is a one-off thing. But I have a lot more to talk about, so maybe it'll be in the next episode, I don't know. But just go leave with this. It's very easy to pick a side, okay? But know and understand that that is what they want you to do. They want you to pick a side. They want you to have an agenda. They want you to preferably choose one of the ones they provide you with. But as long as you have an agenda enough that you're fighting with your fellow man wherever they may be, whether it's in the conspiracy space, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's in the streets of Minneapolis, as long as you have something that you're fighting with your fellow man about, that's what they want. Don't have a side. Be the dual system that you are, spirit and human. Be guided by your conscience, but not just your conscience. Your conscience and the example of the Father. Your conscience and righteousness, because sometimes your conscience can be invaded by these signals. Don't follow any symbols. Don't follow any colors. Don't follow any names or numbers. They want you to identify. They want you to find that identifying mark, that side. Don't identify. That's my official advice. Become the enigma. Become the ghost. Be the anomaly in the statistics. Be the thing that they have to scratch their head about a little bit. I have 10 more pages of topics that I wanted to hit on this, but I just hit relating to these matters, but I started rambling so hard, I didn't even get to the Black Awakening. So that might be the next episode. I might even just shut this off now and record it right away. I love you guys. Stay safe out there. It's a dangerous world. It's an unpredictable one. The life is in the blood.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.